Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I work cannot end when this semester ends, when you turn your finals in, or you turn in your dissertation, or you walk off this campus and go back home. The work cannot stop because the oppressive forces that confine all of us to less livable lives will not stop. Every single thing that oppresses us today will oppress us tomorrow if we don't continue to fight, if we don't continue to organize, if we don't continue to resist in every form possible.
They've added to drum. This guy's really oppressed, Dan. You know, when I had the last debate, the last time I saw Mark Lamont Hill over at Fox 29 with that big TV window, and I was seen as a bad sport for pointing out that he had a Porsche out there when he was telling me about income inequality. Yeah. That was out of line. You can't be doing the backstory here, Dom. I just thought it was appropriate. Yeah, Mark Lamont Hill, who at the United Nations, when he was a Temple professor, talked about the Israeli government poisoning the water of Palestinians. And apparently he didn't drink the water on El Al. He was afraid they would poison him. And I think he said something to the effect, as he's drinking water there at the testimony at the UN, first time I've had water in a while.
Oh, my God.
My God. So when you told me some of the stuff that he did in here, I thought, it's not as bad as his, you know, all-timer, but it's bad. How does a professor, he's at some school in New York now, come over to Penn, a professor, and rouse this hateful mob that's able to get away with these encampments by telling them to continue to do this even after their dissertations? Yeah, this mob is putting in dissertations.
I don't just struggle for Palestine because it's the righteous struggle, and it is the righteous struggle. And I encourage everybody out here who's marching for Palestine to also be marching with us for reparations right here in the United States. But I also understand that my experience here in a patriarchal, white supremacist, imperial, settler, colonial state is directly tied to forces of capital and forces of power that also oppress my Palestinian brothers and sisters, that also oppress my brothers and sisters in India and in China and in Cuba and in Brazil and in Sudan and in Haiti.
A mob can't get enough of it there, Danny.
They were going to go to Iowa. Yeah.
He said something about people who are Jewish can't jump out of burning buildings, meaning their impression, on the backs of Palestinians below. This guy crafts these all over the place. They couldn't get rid of him at Temple fully. He keeps on going, getting paid more money to engage in this. And, you know, Penn has talked about hate, disruption, and all that. Why are they bringing in a hate monger like this then at the encampment, which is bad enough by itself? All right, Steve Feldman is the guy who got all this stuff for us, as usual. I first met Steve, I believe, when he exposed the black Israelites that used to congregate across on the clothespin in Philadelphia, threatening people with violence, cutting off your head, you're gay, I'll cut off your head, and all kinds of racial stuff. And because they're dressed up in some silly garb, they've actually gotten away with it. He's the executive director for the Greater Philadelphia chapter of the Zionist Organization of America. Steve joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Steve, have you ever debated the esteemed Mark Lamont Hill?
No, I haven't, Don. First of all, thank you for having me on again. I haven't because Mark Lamont Hill is a serial pathological liar. And frankly, there's no the facts don't matter to him. So I could debate him and you could debate him and other people can debate him. But he deals in an environment where there are no facts, there are no truths, absolute truths, there is no right or wrong. And so to try to debate him, I mean, if you're playing in front of a neutral audience who has an inkling of the history of the facts, whether it's the United States, the Middle East, whatever, pick your topic, because he's all over the place. I don't know that there's any merit, because he's just a serial liar.
Yeah. Now, one of the things that they always seize on, and that's where the colonial stuff starts to come in, Steve, is, well, the Jews don't belong there. That's what he said. They were oppressed in Europe, but they can't jump out of a burning building onto the backs of the Palestinians in a country they have no claim to. This goes back.
It goes back to that.
And Steve, one of the things that I say about all this stuff is, it's not going to happen. This is settled by a lot of factors and thought that went into this, the state of Israel. But it's illustrative of what these people want, even if they're ignorant. When they're saying free, free, free Palestine, they just don't want Jews there. That's what this comes down to.
That's exactly right, Tom. Look, the Jewish connection to Israel, the land of Israel, could not be clearer. Every hotel room has a Bible in it, right, in the drawer, in the nightstand. It says it right there. And then obviously there's other references that Jews have been in that land. It's been the Jewish homeland for approximately 3,500 years. There's archaeological relics that prove that. I mean, on and on and on and on. Only an outright Jew hater who, again, has no interest in the facts, no interest in the truth, but really just wants to advance an anti-Jewish agenda would even discuss something so outrageous. Jews are from Judea, the Jewish people. Judaism gets our name from that. Arabs are from the Arabian Peninsula. That's why they're called Arabs, because that's where they come from. And if you look at a map, the two are not the same, okay? Second of all, Palestinians, there's no P in Arabic. There's no equivalent, written, spoken. Why in the world would you call your homeland and your ethnic identity a name, a label that you could not write or pronounce in your own language? Does that make any sense?
No, without a doubt. So, Steve, let's talk about this now, the thrust of him telling people, the one Dan played here, out of all these cuts, thank you for getting them for us.
The public needs to know. The public needs to know what he's all about, what's really happening at Penn, what this encampment is all about. It's anti-American, first of all. And he uses, and others use, the Jewish people and Israel as their foil of wanting to undo a system that is America, that is democracy, that is capitalism, et cetera. Everything American stands for, every American value, he and his ilk and his followers want to destroy. They want to destroy and eradicate police departments, prisons. You heard him going off about reparations, which is just transfer of wealth, on and on and on.
Well, Steve, I did see,
too. The only way you get what you want is to shut it down. If we don't get it,
What's your sense?
It sounds real peaceful.
Yeah. What's your sense? Does this continue, though? I'm still in the camp that these dilettantes, that's what they are, are going to have to give these up one way or another. But I would point out to people, Penn here, even George Washington, without a lot of help from the Washington police, dismantled it overnight. Even that, which, and they're pretty virulent, they were talking about cutting off heads and all. What's your sense of why Penn will not do anything?
I think there's some cowardice, first of all. And maybe second of all, there's an interim president. There is a weak board of trustees at Penn that has led a lot of anti-Jewish activity take place for years on that campus. What the ultimate reason is, they're probably afraid of some sort of a lawsuit or something like that. They're more worried about that than doing the right thing. To allow and essentially create, which is what Penn's administration is doing, a hostile environment for anybody who wants to learn. I mean, if you have to walk past this or be intimidated by this or know this is out there, know that faculty members or fellow students, if you're a Zionist, whether you're Jewish Zionist, Christian Zionist, as you are, to know that there's people who have your future career in their hands by grading, or a fellow student who you're sitting next to in a classroom who wants you dead, who wants everything that is meaningful to you destroyed, America, Israel, Judaism. How do you function? How do you cope? I don't know. But Penn and other administrations throughout the country permit this, allow this, and foster it. To have faculty members like a Mark Lamont Hill, who teaches urban education at the graduate school at the City University of New York. In other words, he's teaching inner-city teachers, future inner-city teachers. To have this going on is just, it's worse than negligence on behalf of these university boards of trustees and administrations.
Yeah,
dissent is fine. Differences of opinion are fine, but dealing in lies, threatening society, is that belong in the classroom?
No, without a doubt. Steve, we're going to play one more, as you know, over the years. And you know, I am particularly, if you block people in traffic or refuse to get out of their way in a public space, that you're not going to let them walk, particularly if it's under some kind of discriminatory thing that they're Jewish or they appear to be Jewish to you. To me, this is like the Holy of Holies going after them. I mean, to the ends of the earth. Here's Mark Lamont Hill promoting not allowing Jewish students to navigate the campus.
They said, we can't walk through campus. We can't get what we want done. Nothing is happening because these students are camped up. They're posted up. They keep shouting. They keep marching. And you know what I said? I said, God damn it, good. Because we have tried. As poor people, we have tried. As black people, we have tried. As queer people, we have tried. As trans people, we have tried. As undocumented people, to get our rights acknowledged, to get our freedom acknowledged by being polite, by walking in, by sitting in, by whispering in, by writing strongly worded letters. And you know what? None of it works.
All right. So, yeah, this idea, if you're Jewish.
He's the wealthiest poor person in America, let me tell you.
Well, yeah. I mean, I tell the poor story all the time. He's always welcome to come back on, see if he's going to tell us not to navigate. Can you imagine, again, if this were any other group and they said you can't navigate the Penn campus, what would happen? A Trump group, a Second Amendment group, a KKK group. There would be 1,000 cops there that would dispatch this. So they're not just sitting there in camp. They're aggressively blocking people from walking through various parts, if not all, of the campus. Sometimes they think they're clever, too, asking people about their dental plan. So, Steve, where do we find all this information for the Zionist Organization of America?
Thank you. So locally, our website is philly.zoa.org. We have a lot of good resources on there. Nationally, it's zoa.org. To reach our local chapter, its email is the word office at zoaphilly.org, office at zoaphilly.org. Yeah, the public needs to know what's happening. By the way, I just found out before we went on, they had Mamiya by phone speaking to the encampment a couple of days ago also.
Oh, God. It always ends. He's always there.
A cop killer, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And they were cheering.
Yeah.
The students were, whoever was there, was cheering.
Well, he's a warm-up act for an anti-Semite in Mark Lamont Hill.
I've got some audio of that, actually. Oh, no, never mind. This is old one.
It's going to be a long, hot summer, I'm afraid, with this, because these folks, as they say in their own words, they're not done with the campuses.
All right. Thank you, Steve, as always.
Thanks for having me.
You guys want that real quick?
Yeah, let's hear. This is an older, another
campus. This is from May 3rd, actually. It's Mumia Abu Jamal talking to the Penn's campus, Gaza Solidarity Encampment. I don't know if we can hear it that well, but it's a phone call.
You are being punished for protesting genocide. Who has the right to punish you for doing this? What you are doing is the rightest thing
Pennsylvania State Correctional.
Sorry about that, Mumia. Say that, yes.
And by the state, I mean the United States.
Oh, God.
Is buying, or selling, I should say, 2-ton bombs for Israel to drop on the homes, the universities, the schools, the mosques, the stores, the apartment buildings, the homes, and now the tents of Palestine. Who is on the side of right?
He's got a great voice.
So I told you, all time. And again, Dan, when I broke in way back when at WWDB, guess who we shared the hallway with WHAT?
No, was it Mumia?
Yes, he was a reporter.
Well,
he was the news director, or at least the news guy over at HAT. They were on one side of the hallway at a certain point, WWDB on the other. Can you imagine? So, you know, this has been a wild ride for me. I didn't know anything then. He hadn't killed anybody at that point. But, yeah, I think he got fired for some stuff, and then he really went on a rampage. All right, 855-839.
There was a guy called Riley Martin on Howard Stern show for a while. That sounds so much like this guy. Just a quick clip of,
right.
It sounds like Mumia.
As big as red oak trees, and that may be 500 to 600 years old or more.
A little bit deeper of a voice, but Mumia has a beautiful, clear voice. It's amazing. What a shame that this guy, well, he's got it all other than being in jail, and give Larry Krasner another term, and who knows what might happen. All right, 855-839-1210. Don't forget the side question, too. You can jump on that. Coming up, I mentioned the clearing of, we've been following this, and I plan to go to it, the student walkout over at Eastern High School. So yesterday, the ACLU didn't go after the kiddies for their hatred, anti-Semitism, and all that over at Eastern, and the silly adults who sanctioned their walkout. They went after the commissioner, who was a guest on this show, who called them out on it. And said, we're trying to squelch the free speech rights of these budding activists. All right, no one's squelching anything. A school should not be sanctioning their walkout. Give you details on that. Hit us on the side question. Good time to get in. Mayor of Wildwood at 1:32. We'll talk with Mayor Ernie what to expect when you go to Wildwood, the nuts and the bolts. Can Wildwood handle this crowd coming?
It's Jimmy Matthews writes in, hoping for heavy cold rain and high winds on Saturday at 5 p.m. in Cape May for the former president.
It's supposed to be 61 degrees and partly sunny. You can say partly cloudy or partly sunny. People will be sunbathing there, Jimmy. It's going to be incredible. I don't know how.
Jimmy, come on down.
It's going to be some wind. I have to see a close-up of Trump's hair in the wind. That'll be interesting. Or, no, he'll wear a hat.
You think so?
This will be a hat thing.
Yeah,
on the beach.
I think it's a hat thing.
The over and under says hat. I hope it's not that combination. No, he'll wear a suit, too, though. So will Jeff Andrews probably being fitted for a $5,000 suit right now. You know, a special suit. They're going through them right
Italian
now.
Italian tailor.
Oh, Italian tailor. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Hey, don't you have any Italian tailors back there? No, we're not making the suit. 855-839-1210. You get in. All right, let's first, though, remind you, I already reminded you, Mulligan's will be our clubhouse right there at Hildreth and Park in Wildwood. I'll be there 3 to 5, Rich 5 to 7. This is where you want to be around the big event. You'll meet fellow listeners. It'll be spectacular. Your call's coming up on Talk Radio 1210.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Giordano Show, 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. So we just talked with Steve Feldman. Ridiculous stuff going on. We talked in the first hour about the Gaza Pier. It's amazing that this story, I mean, with the Trump trial and everything, a lot of stuff gets drowned out. But you had Secretary Austin saying it's not boots on the ground when Americans are on this Gaza pier, moving it into place to get supplies into Gaza with people that want to kill them. This is just asking for Afghanistan all over again. Does Biden really want to do that? Apparently, he's that crazed or getting that advice he's going to. So we mentioned Eastern High School. As I understand it, so a week from Monday, May 20th, they pushed it back to. They're going to do some kind of demonstration around Gaza. We talked about this, and we had on one of the two of them now publicly went after this, the Camden County Board of Commissioners. Well, the ACLU doesn't like that. Publicly yesterday, they called them out. And they said that they're characterizing any pro-Palestinian speech as anti-Semitic, disregard students' speech rights under the federal and state constitutions. The commissioner's letter is an overreach by government officials to stifle legitimate student speech, and we urge the board to disavow it. No, what they were doing, the commissioner we had on, was calling into question how apparently, Eastern is fairly highly rated institution of learning, could sign off on allowing students clearly to be chanting, saying things, and going down the line that would result in Israel not existing, clearly not correcting this ignorance. And in what universe are high schools now signing off and supporting student walkouts? If they want to walk out because there's something they just have to get off their chest, what the school ought to do is say there might be disciplinary repercussions for that. That's not stopping their freedom of speech. The Supreme Court has ruled that there is not only a duty, but a generous portion of what a school can do to maintain good order. So apparently the ACLU hasn't read those Supreme Court decisions, publicly going after the commissioners, all because the commissioners called out this school district and the nonsense that was going on. And the broader point we made at that point that people were incensed about was this is why what we see on the college campus happens. It's happening in high school. You cannot be supportive of a student walkout. You know, the idea is somehow, they're so bursting with this. And the kid that was running it, he just crawls with it best. I'll give him, he's a kid. It's ignorance. Do I know if it's hatred or not? Well, it's hateful stuff, but it's based on ignorance. Does the school teach these things? That's a question I would have if they'd come on. What do you teach about this? What do you tell students, since it's in the news, when they're chanting from the river to the sea? What does that mean? Do they know what that means? Do you tell them what that means? Do you think that's just something they ought to be able to say without some back context? All right, 855-839-1210. Coming up, we're going to talk with Mayor Ernie, the mayor of Wildwood. He told the Inquirer, you really got yourself twisted. Most of the MAGA people are conservatives. They're not the rioters. Maybe you think this is for Portland or Seattle. No one's burning down anything here in Wildwood. This is Wildwood. We know how to do this, buddy. That's what he told the Inquirer.
My man.
He's next. By the way, for good cement work, remember Triano. Hey, when you're walking around Wildwood, just seeing the small print.
Look at it, for real.
Yeah, on every, almost there. I know the block we walked to the beach in North Wildwood, Dan. The name's right in there. I don't know if it says cement
it's
work.
It's like a game
Triano.
I play every time I go down to Wildwood. Can I find a parcel of cement that isn't covered in Triano?
Yeah, let me know if you do that the name isn't signed on there. You know, that's boots on the ground. We need to ask, too, a little bit of Wildwood lore, some fun things that will happen this weekend in Wildwood. I know they're going to be watch parties with the local Republicans and all that stuff. We know about mulligans, though. That's the ultimate pregame and postgame for all this. All right, the mayor is next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
What a response to the Philadelphia Inquirer. Mayor Ernie Triano Jr.
Amazing response.
The mayor of Wildwood saying, what the heck's going on here? I'm bringing 40,000 paying customers to Wildwood, not only to spend that day, but to see all the stuff. You know, Dan, maybe over the years, they have wandered away. We wandered away for a while, away from the Wildwoods. We started in Wildwood Crest. No, way back when, Central Wildwood, then Wildwood Crest. Then Ro had a friend. It was Cape May. Right over the bridge.
Yeah.
But then back to...
We don't like those Cape May people.
North Wildwood.
All those French with their...
Yeah, that's true. You know. So we're back in the Wildwoods. you can't get away. So, you know, even people that go to the shore might say, yeah, I haven't been to Wildwood in a while. Let's go to Mayor Ernie. Hey, Mayor, welcome in. Nice job with the Inquirer.
Thank you, Dom. I've not seen it, so I don't know what they wrote, but...
Well,
you know, you have a tendency to tell them things, and then they write what they want to write. Anyway.
Yeah, that's true. Let's see.
Targeting back to Kate Smith.
They make you the architect of inviting Trump here to Wildwood, though. How did that happen?
Apparently, I got a pretty good publicist somewhere. no, actually, this was when I got reelected, and the last time he was here, I just lost the election and was sitting on the outside, but I got on the inside to get there. But so I said, you know, I was talking to Jeff Andrew and Allison Murphy and Ron Phelan, who were all part of that team. And I said, you know what, I'm here this time, and he's welcome. Let's try to invite him back. And they did, and he accepted. So, you know, it's funny. People on this side of the aisle want to scream at you, and that side, you know, they want to cheer you. So I just said, listen, that's why they make chocolate vanilla ice cream. If you don't like it, try something else. And if you really don't like it at all, don't come.
Dan told me you're right over Trump's left shoulder. We'll see you at pictures.
Yes, if you look at any pictures from that last Wildwood rally, actually, I had to look closely because I saw an American flag jacket, somebody that looked like Mayor Ernie Troiano, and it was indeed Mayor Troiano sitting there in the audience right behind Trump there.
Now, I would tell you.
I tried to wear a very subdued shirt.
Well, how much of the, let's say it's a square, each cement square, if we're walking in Wildwood, are going to say Ernie Troiano or Troiano on it? Is it about 50%?
Oh, God. You know what? It's 106 years of doing that. And it started back with my grandfather back about 1918. And he started stamping it. I guess he started stamping it back in the 30s. So there's a lot that wasn't even stamped. That's part of what he did. And then we just carried it on. And it's funny because you see that stamp, and I never realized I stamped that stuff, never realizing that the guys who made the plate actually spelled New Jersey wrong. they spelled it J-E-R-S-Y.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
But the funny thing about it is watching a TV show one night that's called Dropout, and the question was, when they were redoing the maps of the New World, of the 13 colonies, I should say, which state was misspelled? Was it Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, Connecticut, or New Jersey? And believe it or not, the answer was New Jersey. The guy added an E between the S and the Y. So apparently, my whoever made the stamp knew it correctly from day one.
Absolutely.
So, wow.
So what would you tell us, lay of the land, on our sister station, KYW? My producers told me they had people talking about the parking meters will be on, even though May 19th is when you usually do it. That's something you have to deal with given the onslaught coming here. What can you tell us to have a good experience in Wildwood, Ernie? What are you looking at?
Well, I got to tell you, I mean, the parking meters, look, you want to be honest with you, it's a money grab in a good way. It's a money grab for the taxpayers that will be footing. We got the bill was paid for by the Republican organization, GOP, the Trump team. They paid everything in full. But there's some auxiliary expenses that will pop up. This is money that comes in to help the taxpayer. Wildwood is the one community where the tax ratables are not as high as all the other surrounding communities by at least $750 million.
Wow.
That hurts. And reason being is, Wildwood is the commercial side of the island, and we don't have the residential homes to the extent that the other communities have. We're very commercial, and the commercial is a different rate. It's not, and those people who live here, I live in the city of Wildwood, which I'm proud to say I do. My taxes are almost $15,000 a year. So when people go, "Oh, my taxes are high," yeah, no kid, mine are too, and I understand that. So this is an opportunity to bring in some extra revenue to help the taxpayer of this community foot the bills of taking care and welcoming everybody into the community.
So, Ernie, do you think most places will be open on the boardwalk in a day, pizza places, stuff like that, right?
Oh, they'll be all open. Yeah, in fact, I believe Maury's is the first day they're opening the pier. Mariner's Landing's opening up in Wildwood. So, it's Mother's Day weekend. We have big cheerleading competition in town. We got a big car show in town.
You guys still got those monster trucks out on the beach?
No monster trucks. I'll tell you what we got. We got the Red Bull. Red Bull's coming in with a big ATV track that takes up the whole section of beach from Hunts Pier up to Mariner's Landing. I mean, they're in there building. Starting Monday, they'll be building this enormous track. I mean, you got to see this stuff right on the beach, and it's all – it's racing with these professional ATV racers, and it's quite an event.
So Ernie, Mayor of Wildwood, Ernie Triano with us. Give us an idea of the setting, like the stage and all that. How far out will it be? Do you know yet?
Yeah, that's evolving as we talk all the time. But I think it's pretty much a north to south stage area. It will be, as before, people were trying to get there to be one of the 8,000 people that could get into the building. That's not the case here now. We have enough space to accommodate 30,000 people or more if needed. So the queue lines will be set up on the against Venture Pier in that area. Spicer Avenue will probably be the entrance area. And there will be a lot of area for people to line up in. And like I said, you don't have to get there at dark 100 because there's going to be plenty of room. And he will be against the not all the way against, but up against Mariner's Landing, that end towards Mariner's Landing. It's a very nice setup. I know all the fencing will be up. Screening will be across the boardwalk. We don't want people stopping on the boardwalk.
Okay.
And creating a area for safety reasons.
Jeff Andrew told us there will be vendors inside selling both food and merchandise.
I don't know about merchandise, but I told these people we are issuing no merchandise mercantile licenses. We're not allowing anybody to set up throughout the town. I don't need people blocking areas. Getting in congested areas. A guy called me, just came in from Michigan. I said, I'm sorry, but we're not allowing that. Well, there's about 50 of us that do. I said, well, you should have called up ahead of time and found out the rules and regulations. I mean, I have businesses that pay taxes and have, you know, their stores that sell that merchandise that, you know, why would I let somebody else come in and set up shop right next to them, if you know what I mean? It's not fair to them.
The burning question, though, now that police escort for Dan and me as we come from Mulligan's to the event, you know, have we settled on the type of uniforms the cops will be wearing? It just can't be, you know, any every day. We need something special.
Well, actually, we're going to fly you in. We're going to fly you right into the beach on the adventure pier where the heliport was. And you can hop right out into the event.
So that's why I was asking about the monster trucks. I was thinking maybe one of those ATVs we could borrow,
bring
it over to Mulligan's and ride it back. You know,
well, we have been made captains of the lifeguards, honorary, of course, a few years ago. But Mayor, will you be on the stage? People that want to see you.
You know what? If I'm there, I'm there. If I'm not, you know, it's I've never been one to look at, you know, trying to find the limelight. I'll be happy to. Where you tell me to go, that's where I go. If it's off the stage, fine. If it's down on the side, if it's in the back, whatever it is. I'm just happy that the people that will be coming here will enjoy themselves, and the exposure of our community is really the paramount. You know, I mean, I've got people right now say, you know, I'll never come to Wildwood because you have him coming there. And I say, well, you know what? Again, it's chocolate vanilla ice cream. You do what you want to do. Nobody's putting a gun to your head to come here, but we have a facility that I think no one else has. We have a beach. Like I've always said, our beach is so popular, even the sand comes here. So, I mean, it just keeps getting bigger and bigger. But, you know, thank God North Wild is getting their beach pumped in for the summer. I'm happy for Patrick and our North Wildwood neighbors that they'll get a beach this summer.
Yeah, we are too. Right, well, now. Mayor, can hardly wait to see you guys. It's going to be a do you have anybody, you know, I know you're short staff there in Philadelphia. When they have a big event like this, they have somebody tell us what the economic impact is. And usually they say $1 billion or something. What do you think the economic impact is on Wildwood this Saturday?
Well, I can tell you this. I don't know the exact figure, but I know it's a dollar more than we had before.
Okay.
But you know, our convention center will do. They'll probably be looking at the impact. And they will probably come up with a figure for us between them and the chamber. So, yeah, we should have something for you, Dom. What that would be right now, I don't know. But, I mean, we're busy as it is, and put another 25,000, 30,000 people on top of that. Our restaurants, our gas stations, our convenience stores, our nightclubs, whatever, they're going to do really well. And that's what it's all about.
Absolutely.
About the economy.
Mayor, thank you so much. Thanks for being gracious in a busy time to come on. We'll see you on Saturday.
Always a pleasure. I'll be looking for you, sir.
Thank you. Mayor Ernie Triano here on Talk Radio 1210. Dan Wildwood, you know, it takes special kind of personality, Ernie, Pete, to be the mayor of Wildwood. It's not that big. And they have three mayors for just what? Four mayors. West Jersey has like two. It's about as big as his studio. They have like a mayor and a whole city council. It's highly political. Absolutely.
They're running a strange program, y'all.
It's Dan time.
I can handle things. I'm smart. I'm like everybody says.
With Dom.
That's right. It's that time in the afternoon. Producer Dan takes over the Dom Giordano program for some Dan time with Dom. And Dom, we got some planning to do for this Saturday Mulligan's event, Trump rally. If you're not coming out, you're missing out. You got to be out there. 3 to 5, Dom Giordano at Mulligan's. 5 to 7, Rich Zeoli then taking over. And Dom, at that 5 o'clock time, we're going to want to make it down to the rally. But how the hell are we going to get there?
Yeah, it's 1.2 miles, yeah. Dan. So you told me you're going by what some goofy expert said. That's about 26 minutes. I said I can do that.
Well, that goofy expert being Google Maps.
Yeah, well, they're crazy. I can do that in 14 or under.
Yeah?
Easily.
Well, you're jogging it then? Is that what you're trying to do?
Well, jog, run, walk a little bit, mixture. So what do you think we should
do? I don't know. Well,
face?
For context's sake, when we did the Wildwood, the first one, rally
right.
with Trump, we had a listener that drove by. He was driving by one of those
yes.
tricked out Wildwood golf carts with a Trump flag out the back. And I yelled over and I said, "Sir, where are you having me going?" He goes, "I'm going down to the convention center." I said, "Can we hop a ride?" He goes, "Yeah, sure. Hop on the back." So we got a ride on a golf cart down there. Forgot how we got. I think we walked back, didn't we?
Yes, but we parked
kind of in between, right?
Yeah, something. Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so maybe we do something like that, but maybe that kind gentleman happens to be listening today again and will be there at Mulligan's, can volunteer that tricked out Wildwood golf cart with the Trump flag on the back to drive us again.
Well,
you heard Mayor Ernie recommend flying us in.
Yeah, a helicopter would be appropriate, landing right next to the stage, yes.
But a walk, we're going to time the 1.2 mile for
yeah,
me.
Of course,
under
yes.
10 minutes, there's no way.
No, not 10 minutes.
12 minutes, though, you say?
14 would be pretty good. So if you can do it under 16. That'd be acceptable.
Real quick suggestions for things you might want to check out. Roadhouse was a remade, the cult
right.
film. Not that good. Don't really suggest it. But Late Night with the Devil, a horror film that's getting a lot of praise, I do suggest. It's on AMC Plus, and it's really a 70s late night show. A Johnny Carson competitor who essentially sells his soul to the devil using the Bohemian Grove and all the conspiracy theory, and he brings the devil onto his late night show, and things go awry. And it's almost like they film it like you're watching the 70s late night show as it happens, and in the breaks, they bring in behind the scenes footage. Really good film, Late Night with the Devil. Suggest that one, Dom. That's all I got for Dan time today.
You know, there's a book where Richard Nixon's in hell running against the devil, and the devil complains about shady taxes. All right, coming up, we're going to talk with the former acting attorney general, Matt Whitaker, who was all over the place yesterday. We'll give you a little bit on that cross-examination, but more a preview. I wonder if he knows Michael Cohen. Maybe he ran into him in some Trump situation. And what's going to happen with Cohen and Dom's Money Melody? All straight ahead, Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3. From Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.